هيا على الفلاح.
There's an art to dua. And there's a way to be heard by Allah, and there's a way to be rejected by Allah. And there's dua where the Prophet ﷺ says that the person will make dua and the angels will capture it and imprison it and subdue it. And in other statements, the Prophet said the dua will be thrown back at the petitioner, striking him in the face, because it is unworthy of ascending to the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah says in the Quran, your Lord said, ask me, invoke me, I will answer you. But remember that those who are too boastful and arrogant and proud to ask of me shall enter Jahannam in humiliation. The more requests you make of Allah, the more deserving you are of His mercy. And the less you ask Allah for things, the further away you are from His mercy. Allah says, remember me and I will remember you. You're known to Allah. The hadith in Bukhari, when Allah loves a person, He calls Jibreel and says, Ya Jibreel, this man, this woman, this individual, I love them. You love them. Jibreel calls out to everything in the heavens and says, Allah loves this person. Love him as well. And on earth, Allah's acceptance for you becomes known. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they ask you concerning me, I am near. I'm with you. I see all, hear all, I know all. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yes, there's moments where you need to invoke Allah. You don't think you need His mercy. Then there's other moments where Allah drives you into the ground, where you are put on your face by circumstance, where everything that was stable is upside down, where what you thought you built, Allah shows you that He can take from you because it was not yours in beginning. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. First dua, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Who was the first to make this dua? Adam alayhi salam. This is the dua of humanity. Every time you do wrong, and you will do wrong, notice the first word, Rabbana, our Lord. Is that when you include others in your need, Allah solves your need. I did dhulm. I knew what you expected me. And I made a mistake. I chose the wrong way. Oh Allah, give me your forgiveness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if you don't forgive me, who do I have? Where will I go? What success will I have in this world? If I don't have you, oh Allah, to turn to every time I seek forgiveness, I will always be from those who are outcast and losers. Allah also records in the Quran the dua of Ibrahim, where he says, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاء. He begins the dua asking for himself. Oh Allah, let me be consistent in salah, and from my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, and don't let them go to waste. Oh Allah, answer and accept my dua. Third ayah, رَبِّ ادْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ وَاجْعَلْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Isra, and this was the dua that was made by the Prophet ﷺ as he was entering Mecca. My Lord, enter me into good and allow me an exit to be good. And this particular dua is to be said at times of confrontation and struggle and difficulty in your life. You're going into a job interview, you're going in to write a test, right? You're going in to fulfill an act that you feel apprehension about. And the Prophet ﷺ says, "Oh Allah, allow me to enter into that which will be good." Because there are many things that we think will be good for us, when we find inside they are hollow and not full of good. And then we try to get out, but it's difficult. So it's not just I want to enter into good, but I also want to have an exit into good and prosperity. And give me from you, O Allah, an authority that will help me along. Sultan al Nasira. Rabbi la tadharni fardan wa anta khayrul warithin. This dua is a dua that shows the anguish of someone who needs something from Allah and none can provide it but He. But it shows the faith that balances their request from Allah with knowledge that it is Allah who can take back anything. See, sometimes people think that you were given something you wanted so much that Allah then recalls it from you and takes it back from you as one of the greatest tests you have in life. And therefore this dua is, "Oh Allah, what you will give me is going to be from you. And if you take it back from me, oh Allah, you are the best who will return and take things away." Subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. Our Lord, don't blame us for the things that we have forgotten or fallen into error in. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. Our Lord, do not put a burden on us like the burden that you put on the people who came before us. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. Our Lord, do not place upon us a burden greater than we can carry. وَعْفُ عَنَّا. Oh Allah, don't just forgive me, make it like it never happened. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا. And also forgive us, O Allah. وَارْحَمْنَا. And show us your mercy. أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا. For you are our master, you are our protector. فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Grant us victory over the disbelieving people. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِيَ مُؤْمِنًا وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَلَا تَزِدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا تَبَارًا. This is the dua of Nuh. A similar dua was made by our Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. My Lord, forgive me and my parents and whoever enters my house. Notice this dua of Nuh, it includes even us, whether man or woman. Oh Allah, forgive them all. This is the dua of Nuh alayhi salam. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. It is the most made dua of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are three important benefits in this dua. First benefit is don't ever forget your share in the dunya. Give us, Ya Allah, good in this life. Some of the Sahaba were the wealthiest of the wealthiest, dressed in the finest clothing, enjoyed the best of things. And when it was time for them to share with others, they were there to give. And they were there to stand by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the likes of Uthman ibn Affan and Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, the best of the best. Second benefit we take from this, we ask for good in the dunya one time, but we ask for good in the akhirah double. فِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً and قِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, which is a benefit for us in the Akhirah. Make sure double of your energy is put towards that Akhirah, towards that way where you will save yourself in the Akhirah between you and Allah. And third and finally, that we take as a benefit from this wonderful ayah, is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us simplicity in dua. And a Bedouin man came, and he was listening to the Prophet ﷺ and Abu Bakr. And the Bedouin says to the Prophet ﷺ, "I don't understand the big words that you and Abu Bakr use." And this man, he says, "Ya Rasulullah, I don't know how to say what you say. I'm a humble person." So the Prophet said, "What do you ask for?" He said, "I say, oh Allah, give me Jannah. Oh Allah, keep me out of Jahannam." Prophet smiled and said to him, "All of our big words are circling around the one word you just said. Everything we're saying, we're trying to say what you just said. What we said is what you're trying to say." Five essential points. First, ask Allah for good in the dunya, but do so conservatively. Ask Allah for the akhirah extravagantly. Second, when you make dua to Allah, begin with praise. Words like Rabbana, my Lord, you're mine, it's personal. You belong to me, only me, hear me, answer me, seek me. You must be decisive. Ya Allah, it's like you're drowning in the sea. Save me. Third, Allah is near all of us. And He is near to the one who has purity of heart more than the one who has lots of actions without purity of heart. Number four, your dua is answered based on what qualifies its answer. Fifth and finally, no dua is complete without the blessed salah upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nothing raises you in standard and in place between you and Allah greater than you honoring Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the hadith is authentic. عند أبي داود, he said to the Prophet, "Ya Rasulullah, عندي حاجة, I have a need. Should I ask Allah or should I say my prayers for you?" The Prophet ﷺ said, "Some of this and some of this." He said, "How much should I say in salah upon you, O Messenger of Allah? Should I do a third of my dua instead of making in every three dua, one salah for you and two dua?" And the Prophet said, "You can or more." He said, "Half, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." The Prophet said, "You can or more." He said, "Ya Rasulullah, I will make all of my dua. I'm not going to ask Allah for anything. But Allah knows what's in my heart. I'm going to make my dua, my salah and salam upon you, all of it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And the Prophet smiled and said, "Then you will be given what you wanted and more." Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.